Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Loving Someone with Anxiety Understanding and Helping Your Partner by Kate N. The IDA is a practical relationship guide in the New Harbinger Loving Someone series, written by a counseling professional for lay readers. It addresses the experience of being romantically involved with a person whose anxiety disrupts daily life, communication, intimacy, and shared responsibilities. The book is not primarily a clinical manual for diagnosing anxiety, nor is it a self-help workbook aimed at the anxious partner alone. Its distinctive purpose is to help the non-anxious or less anxious partner understand what anxiety can look like, respond with empathy, and avoid patterns that unintentionally reinforce fear or avoidance. Tieta covers the difference between ordinary worry and anxiety disorders, the relational strain caused by anxious behavior, and practical tools such as empathic listening, relaxation techniques, mindfulness, boundary setting, and caregiver self-care. The result is a concise, accessible guide for supporting a partner without becoming consumed by the partner's symptoms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Distinguishing everyday worry from anxiety that reshapes a relationship. A central contribution of the book is its effort to make anxiety understandable without turning the reader into an amateur diagnostician. Tieta explains that anxiety exists on a spectrum. Ordinary worry can become relationship disrupting when it is persistent, disproportionate, avoidance-driven, or difficult to calm. This framing matters because partners often minimize anxiety as mere overreacting or exaggerate it into a fixed identity. The book instead encourages readers to observe how anxiety functions in daily life. Does it lead to canceled plans, repeated reassurance seeking, avoidance of public places, panic symptoms, irritability, or withdrawal from shared responsibilities? By focusing on practical impact rather than labels alone, Tieta helps partners recognize why anxiety can strain affection, patience, and trust even when there is no formal diagnosis. The book also introduces common anxiety-related conditions and acknowledges comorbid difficulties, but its emphasis remains relational and behavioral. This approach is useful because the partner's task is not to decide what disorder someone has, but to understand the pattern well enough to respond constructively. Communicate clearly and encourage appropriate support when anxiety exceeds what the relationship can manage alone. Secondly, how accommodation and codependent habits can quietly reinforce anxiety. One of the book's most practical themes is the danger of well-intentioned accommodation. When a partner is anxious, it can seem compassionate to take over tasks that trigger discomfort, such as making phone calls, driving, attending social events, or handling errands in public. Tieta warns that this pattern can gradually narrow both partners' lives. The anxious partner receives short-term relief, but the feared situation remains untested and may become even harder to face. The supporting partner may feel useful at first, then become resentful, exhausted, or trapped in a caretaker role. This is where the book's discussion of boundaries and codependent behavior becomes important. It does not argue for harshness or abandonment. Instead, it distinguishes support from substitution. Support helps the anxious person build capacity, while substitution removes opportunities to practice tolerating discomfort. The book, therefore, encourages couples to examine recurring rescue patterns and ask whether they reduce anxiety over time or merely reorganize the relationship around it. This is a concrete relational insight. Love can become counterproductive when it protects anxiety rather than supporting the person who experiences it. Thirdly, communication skills that combine empathy with clear limits. Tieta places strong emphasis on communication because anxiety often distorts ordinary conversations. A partner in an anxious state may repeat worries, seek reassurance, interpret neutral events as threats, or become defensive when offered solutions. The book recommends empathic listening as a way to reduce escalation before problem solving begins. This means acknowledging the emotional reality of the anxious partner without automatically agreeing with every feared conclusion. The distinction is important. Validation says the fear feels real and distressing, while uncritical reassurance can become a cycle that temporarily soothes anxiety but invites the same question again later. The book also points toward more deliberate conversations about needs, roles, and expectations. Partners are encouraged to communicate in ways that avoid blame while still naming the effect anxiety has on the relationship. This is especially relevant when anxiety leads to avoidance, conflict, or missed commitments. The communication framework is practical rather than theoretical. Listen first. Avoid dismissive comments. Do not become the sole regulator of the other person's emotions and use calm discussion to identify specific behaviors that need to change. The goal is not perfect harmony, but a more stable pattern of interaction. Fourthly, relaxation and mindfulness tools as shared but not substituted coping strategies. The book includes practical techniques such as mindfulness exercises, body scans, and abdominal breathing, presenting them as accessible ways to manage physiological arousal. This is significant because anxiety is not only a set of thoughts. It is also experienced through the body as tension, racing heartbeat, shallow breathing, restlessness, or panic sensations. A partner who understands this bodily dimension is less likely to interpret anxious behavior only as stubbornness or irrationality. Theta's tools are not offered as instant cures. Their value lies in giving couples a shared language for calming the nervous system and interrupting escalation. A partner might encourage a breathing exercise, create space for a grounding routine, or participate in lifestyle changes that reduce stress. However, the book also implies a limit. The supporting partner cannot practice coping skills on behalf of the anxious person. Techniques become useful when they help the anxious partner increase self-regulation, rather than depend entirely on external rescue. The inclusion of these exercises makes the book more actionable than a purely explanatory guide. It gives readers something to try in ordinary moments of distress while keeping responsibility for long-term coping appropriately balanced. Lastly, caregiver self-care as a requirement for sustainable support. A defining feature of the book is its attention to the well-being of the partner who is trying to help. Many guides on anxiety center the person with symptoms, while Theta focuses on the relational position of someone who loves that person and may feel guilty, impatient, helpless, or restricted. The book treats these reactions as understandable rather than selfish. This matters because unacknowledged caregiver strain can produce resentment, controlling behavior, emotional withdrawal, or burnout. Theta encourages readers to maintain their own routines, social connections, boundaries, and sources of support. Self-care is not presented as a reward after the anxious partner improves. It is part of the structure that makes support possible. The book also cautions readers against assuming the role of therapist. A partner can listen, encourage treatment, practice healthy communication, and avoid reinforcing avoidance. But professional care may be needed when anxiety is severe, persistent, or dangerous. This theme gives the book a balanced ethical stance. It affirms commitment and compassion while resisting the idea that love alone should be sufficient to manage a mental health condition. In conclusion, loving someone with anxiety is best suited for partners, spouses, and close companions of people whose anxiety affects shared life, especially readers who want practical guidance rather than clinical depth. It may also be useful for family members, roommates, or counselors seeking an accessible resource to recommend, though it should not be treated as a current diagnostic reference or a substitute for therapy. Its practical benefits include helping readers recognize anxiety patterns, reduce unhelpful accommodation, communicate with more steadiness, practice basic calming techniques, and protect their own emotional health. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it shifts the focus from anxiety as an individual problem to anxiety as a relational force that changes roles, expectations, and boundaries. Compared with many anxiety books, its distinctive feature is audience orientation. It is not written mainly for the anxious person trying to manage symptoms, and it is not a general couple's manual. It occupies the narrower and often underserved space of helping the partner understand what supportive love can and cannot do. That positioning makes it stand out in the self-help category. It combines empathy for the anxious partner with equal concern for the supporting partner's autonomy, limits, and long-term resilience. If you would like to support KN FIDE MS LPCA NCC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.